We don't really see how they're going to improve safety. I mean, there's one great measure there, which is the minimum passing distance. But the other two measures are the massive increase in fines, fivefold in some areas, and carrying photo ID, well, they're not safety measures. And we really should be concentrating on some real safety measures for cyclists.
So then what's actually motivating these changes, do you think?
Well, it's hard to say. The minister last year was heard to say that he thought licensing and registration of bicycle riders might be a good idea. Totally impractical and costly idea. And so the photo ID question probably stems from that, probably as close as they could get to licensing bike riders as they could get. They're billing it as for purposes of identifying riders in case they commit an offence. But really, they haven't shown there's a problem. Police have adequate powers in that area anyway at the moment. So why are we introducing a new rule, new legislation, when there isn't really a problem?
Well, just to try and maybe look at the distinction of these laws a little bit more, do these changes, for example, things like the passing distance and that stuff, does that affect only bicycle riders or does it also affect motorcyclists?
Well, no, it's specifically for bicycle riders. The minimum passing distance rule, it's great. It just means that when you're driving a car and see a bicycle rider, you should give them a metre distance if you're under 60 kilometres an hour or a metre and a half over 60 kilometres an hour. It helps recognise bicycle riders as vulnerable road users and just give them a bit more room. And that's a great measure. We totally agree with that. Unfortunately, the public education campaign on that isn't really cutting through at the moment, and so that's a bit disappointing.
And, I mean, one big concern, obviously, is that with these changes to laws and people obviously not thinking that bikes are as a policed object very much, do you think a lot of people are going to be caught out by these despite the campaign to try and raise those awareness?
Well, I mean, everybody, all road users should follow the road rules. There's no doubt about that. Yes, some bicycle riders are going to be caught out. The photo ID question, and that makes bicycle riders the only members of society who have to carry an identification document. This isn't a license, an identification document in public or carrying out a perfectly legal activity. That's not due to come in. It's going to be introduced the 1st of March this year, they say, but not enforced until March next year. But the fines and the minimum passing distance will come in this year.
And Rael, so just for these changes, I mean, you said that it's not going to really help anything in particular. What kind of changes would you like to see as well to add to this to improve safety?
Well, look, firstly, a really good cut-through education campaign on the minimum passing distance is really needed to let drivers know what the new laws are and just help foster that sharing of the road. The other two measures, the photo ID and the fines, well, they're not inherently safety measures. You know, carrying a little plastic card doesn't make you any safer. It's not going to stop cars hitting you. And so, really, if there's not a problem with identifying riders, why are we being forced to carry an identification document? What should the government be doing? Well, better campaigns on sharing the road and making certain people know that bicycle riders are legitimate road users, need that extra space, and just take care of them. What else? Well, some good infrastructure would be great. We've got some cycling cycleways in Sydney. A lot of them are disjointed. We need to link them up and make them safer.
And so do you think, are you optimistic for the future of bike riding in Sydney? Do you think we're moving in the right direction overall?
You'd have to say these rules, these recent changes, don't convey an encouraging message for cycling. But a lot of people want to get out there and cycle. They recognise that the roads are clogged. Getting out on your bike gives you some exercise, allows you to get to work easily. There's some great cycleways in the inner city area which are very, very popular. The usage is increasing, and as the usage increases, they've actually shown that the injury rate of cyclists in those areas is dropping. So that's a win-win. So cycling for transport is a great thing to do, gets you there fit and healthy. Cycling for recreation is fantastic as well. So really we should be encouraging cycling, But at the moment, the overarching message from the government is not all that encouraging.